Now, our fifth woman in this is Jesus' mother, Mary. We know that Mary was about 14, a virgin who was engaged to Joseph. Now, in this time period, engagements are a serious contract. It's like a marriage that hasn't been consummated yet. And so what happens to Mary? She gets pregnant. What's the penalty for that? Stoning. Or she's sent back to her family in disgrace and no one will ever marry her. So what's Joseph to do? Well, she tells him that the Holy Spirit, an angel of God, came and made her pregnant. So what does Joseph do? Believes her. I think that in itself is a miracle. Joseph's described in Matthew as a good man who did not want to bring disgrace or death to Mary. But he did struggle with believing that she had not been unfaithful to him. He doesn't believe that Mary, or he does believe that Mary had an angel appear to him. But I think the other thing that's left unsaid in this whole story is the bravery that Mary had in telling Joseph. Now stop and think. I'm looking right now. What would happen if you went up to your husband when he was still living and told him that you were pregnant and it wasn't his? Well, that could have happened. She could have been killed. But it took a lot of bravery for her to do that, didn't it? Sorry about that, but thank you for the pickering. But it was through the shame of that pregnancy that the world will look at that we ended up having the Son of God born, Jesus Christ. Is there goodness in a perceived sin? You see, when we start looking at sin, there's a lot more to it than just, I did something wrong, right? Now remember, during this time, women were not included in genealogies. They were second-class citizens. In this culture, women were owned by their husband or by their fathers. And the same thing in the Middle Ages, the term for this is chattel slavery. Chattel is another word for cows, cattle. Okay? So women were no better than cattle. When a woman got married, what did the family give the new husband? Well, a dowry. A dowry is a bribe to offset the burden of you taking on the girl. Stop and think about that for a second. Where does that place her? No, not very high up on the totem pole, is it? So we're talking about women who were looked at the bottom of the culture, but yet we just saw five women who stood up for God, were forgiven by God, and glorified by God for sinning. Because those sins were God's will. They had to happen. But David had to pay a penalty. Why? Well, he had to be with Bathsheba. But he murdered her husband. Life for a life. Does God's will have anything to do with forgiveness and salvation? Of course it does. I mean, isn't that what we're here for? Is forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? It's important stuff, isn't it? Could Mary have been stoned to death? Yes, of course, for being pregnant with someone else's baby besides her husband's. But, as we just saw, it's God's will. And was it also God's will that Joseph listen to Mary? Yes. Apostle Paul talks about this in his letter to the Philippians. And that's our epistle lesson today. If you want to read along with me, to live as Christ. And I'm going to read last part of 18 through 22. Yes, and I will rejoice. For I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance. As it is, my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed. But that with full courage now, as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. Isn't that what all five women faced? For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Yet, if I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet, which I shall choose, I cannot tell. Living in the flesh or living in the spirit? What does Paul say about that again? Yet, which I choose, I cannot tell. Paul's letter to the Galatians in chapter 5 talks about that we are to live in the Spirit of God and not in the flesh. But as we saw in the women in our genealogy today, there's times when we are required to live in the flesh in order to fulfill God's will. Of course, that's true. And the Bible instructs us in that through the example of these women. But when we do this, sinning in the flesh, are there penalties? Yeah, depending on the severity of the sin. But after the penalty, there's also forgiveness. We are sinners. We know we're going to sin. The only hope we have is forgiveness. Well, as I shared with you in the past, law and gospel are two sides of the same coin, right? Okay. Now, if we looked at Mary, the law said that she should be what? Stoned. What does the gospel say? If you ask for forgiveness, you're going to be forgiven. So, the predominance of the gospel, which means the good news, it's the good news of Jesus Christ that saves us all. My friends, in my closing today, the faith of these women was so strong that they burst out of the confines of the socially accepted silence of their society. God is able to take those who appear insignificant, unlikely to succeed, and through the power of His will, transform them into important witnesses of our Lord and Savior, the power of God. May this witness of our five women keep your hearts and minds on the forgiveness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.